Breathing deeply and allow yourself just to relax. Colors upon colors, breathing them in. Feel yourself igniting off of the physical location and just feel yourself spinning across the hemispheres to Mount Shasta, the summit of Mount Shasta. The mountain is very pristine and beautiful. The sun is still shining here. And we all come together into one group, Merkaba, and we feel ourselves just floating right down in the middle of the mountain. Feel ourselves in the beautiful garden of Telos. As we see all the Telosians running around as many children, they are awaiting our arrival. We see Lord Adama, and he guides us down the pathway through the forest to go to the retreat house. I'm just going to let him take over now. Greetings, I am Lord Adama. Welcome to Telos as we all walk together with the Telosian Council of Light. And all the beautiful beings of Telos, let us walk through the forest and we see the retreat house. Walking down the steps into the entryway and down the spiral staircase to our meeting room. Each of you know where it is, so we're just going to walk into the room. It is our living room setup. So find yourself a very cushiony seat. We have the chairs moved together so that they're closer together so there's no one behind. So you're in a semicircle and I'm going to walk down onto the stage. Welcome. Let us take a breath and just to feel the energies that are occurring within our retreat house in this moment. We have asked for the initiation of all 12 rays of God to completely around the room. So straight ahead behind the stage, behind me, you're going to see the blue ray. And these are just columns of light with a vibrancy of energy. And we're going to go around clockwise. The blue ray represents the will and power. Feel that igniting. The golden yellow represents love and wisdom. The deep pink, as we move around, is the creative and active intelligence. The crystalline light is ray 4 with experiencing pure joy. With harmony and balance. Ray 5 is the green and gold and white colors all blending together. There's probably more of a frequency of the green than there are of the gold and the white. This is the science of God and accessing our higher knowledge. Ruby red, inflected with gold, is our inner devotion. Deep purple with violet represents our structure, represents ceremonial magic. Very important ray. Ray 8 represents the seafoam green. We are now all the way around the circle behind you, perpendicular to the stage. Seafoam green is the higher cleansing ray. And it helps to resurrect in a higher level. Ray 9 of the blue-green represents attracting the body of light. Ray 10 is pearlescent. And that represents our integration of the masculine and feminine. Ray 11 is pink-orange. This represents our bridge to the new world. walking from the old self to the new self. And ray 12 is the anchoring of the Christ consciousness. So now what we want to do is feel these columns of light igniting their energies. Feel that essence of the activation of these rays swirling and swirling around the room, because I want to really explain to you some of the aspects. Before we get into that, I just want you to feel the swirling of colors in your chakras, through your crown all the way to your root and your heart. All these essences. We have come together this evening because we want to assist each of you as deeply as we can to allow the balance of the higher energies to come fully within your physical existence. Some of you may think that you are doing so, but with the energies of the spring equinox, the love, we have actually been in this trimester a leveling off period, if you can believe that or not. And I know each of you feel the energies of each new moon and each full moon and the rainbow of lights dispensation that has been occurring is really accelerating you in a deep way. But also what is occurring for each of you is that those timelines, those aspects that are in your etheric body are being ejected into your consciousness. Now, it can be ejected through your physical sense. You may have been going through ailments. It can be ejected through your emotional feelings or your mental thoughts, because the etheric body holds all these elements. It is your soul's essence to travel from timeline to timeline. And this is why it is very beneficial to come into an earth body, because you have the availability to work through these aspects of yourself that you want to rid yourself. Some would call this karmic debts. And this is exactly what is happening. But now in this time frame, the karma is rectified almost in a moment-by-moment basis, depending on where you are in your spiritual thought process and your belief system. So it depends upon each initiate, and it depends upon each person on the planet. Let us take an example, someone that is very unaware of their spiritual essence, but they go to church. They believe in someone else telling them what needs to be done. They are not stepping onto the path of awakening, but they are a God-expressing soul within their physical body. Their karma is going to go at a level that is much less accelerated than each of you, because you have chosen to go through these acceleration phases by allowing yourself to be awakened. Because as you see, there are good aspects and not so good aspects of being an initiate upon the pathway of light. Your soul has chosen to walk through these processes and to experience them. It's almost like you have a movie screen in front of you, and they flash, these thoughts and feelings flash in front of you, but they're truly not sustained in whom you are presently, because you've been working on those elements. And if you have not been working as much as you would like to, they're still going to come up for you. The important part is for you to acknowledge what they are, to look at them as we have been sharing, to look at them and be able to ascertain, is this something that I need to understand more, or can I use the violet flame? Can I utilize the unified whole? Can I utilize the white light? Can I express the pink light within me to feel the compassion and balance. This can be a very confusing cycle, and this is exactly what you have been experiencing in this first trimester. With the introduction of many of the energies, your lower self does not have a choice. Your higher self is the commanding agent for these elements to happen within you. So within your lower self, you are activating your higher self as much as possible. So the events that are occurring within your physical body, it seems like it may be an old ailment, but it truly isn't. Your emotions may feel like it's something that you experienced previously, and it is not something that you need to hold on to. Your mental thoughts are coming up to the surface, but yet a part of you knows that you should not have those mental thoughts. So you're walking a tight rope. And on that tight rope, one side represents the dark energies of yourself. The other side represents the light energies of yourself. As you're walking that tightrope, you can fall into the abyss of the dark side of the left, but then you find that the rope is highlighted, and you reach for the rope, and you find yourself aligned once again. When you fall into the side that is purely the light on the right side, you feel that bliss. You feel ecstatic, excitement. You feel like you can do anything that you choose. But yet, as you still walk along that tightrope, as you're going through this trimester, whatever your higher self needs you to look at, you will be faced. So this is exactly what each of you are experiencing. We want to assist in bringing forth the highest possible experience for each of these activations that are occurring. The spring equinox is just another phase. This is the first acceleration of the highest point of energy of the Christ consciousness for this year. There will be others. Because in truth, if all the elements of the Christ consciousness were embodied upon this earth plane from the 49th dimensional frequency, most individuals would not be able to survive. You have to understand that souls come to earth to heal, as each of you have done. And if you can be compassionate towards others as they are going through their timelines and not knowing how to get through them, you have tools to work through. And we're giving you more and more tools every day to assist you, because the more frequency of light that comes into the planet, the more availability of modalities appear, energy systems of vibrational frequencies. These are all part of the open doorway that is now occurring for the year of synchronization. Previously, we have not been able to bring forth these energies onto the planet. So it's a wondrous thing, and I'm very happy as Lord Adama that I have been given the opportunity to work with each of you through this process. We in Telos have learned so much from each of you. We have learned what it's like on that third dimensional realm when you previously were in a higher realm. We have learned the struggles that you go through. We have learned the personal experiences and how much of a challenge it is for you to receive this frequency of light in your physical bodies. We in Telos have not always been on the fifth dimension. Lemuria was not on a fifth dimensional level, but it was a land of purity and light. So we still had our issues to deal with, which is a lot of your timelines that you are going through presently. As Gaia ascends herself into that higher frequency of the fifth, the fourth dimensional represents the duality, which is so apparent right now in society. So many changes are happening upon the upper planet that need to be made, and they cannot be done all at once, as many would like them to be. So each of you walking this pathway are becoming the leaders for the new earth. But you are experiencing what it is like to go through these trials, to go through these pathways, when you may be walking along and all of a sudden a huge tree has fallen in front of you and you cannot go left and you cannot go right. So what do? You break up the branches. And this is exactly what each of you are doing. If any of you have been part of the Methuselah teachings, this is exactly what we are assisting with. We are breaking up the old roots that no longer serve an individual's purpose in order for the depth of the God the God essence, the God acceptance, the God creation of each of you to be activated so that the roots that you have are not dying away. Because as a body ages, this is exactly what happens. Because an individual has the death wish coming into a human body, it's part of that process. So each of you are going through that availability not to have that death wish and to have the wish of eternal life within yourself, which can be created within the physical body. If you choose not to, that is fine. But those that want to do so, like each of us in Telos, have the availability to create those aspects. But you must allow yourself to let go of the aspects that are happening for you presently. And I will tell you that as you move along your pathway and your initiation process and changes result within your life, that what you experience a couple of months ago may be completely different to what you're experiencing to your timelines. Until they're activated by thoughts, feelings, other individuals, or remembrances in your dream state, they cannot be removed because they are just put in that holding pattern until you are ready to fully look at them, change them, and create new timelines to come in. We also want to create those timelines in order to remove the old ones. We need to bring in new ones. Just like when you release something, you need to bring something else inside your heart so that fills up that space, so that there is not a loss. And this is what happens with many individuals. When they go through changes, they do not allow themselves to feel the purity of light and what that transformation does for them. There's an imbalance that occurs within them, which causes the timeline to be ignited in the etheric body. So what we want to share with you in how to go through the wheel of rebirth and not have to do it the way that it has been done for eons of time. You now have the availability as all the masters to do so. The other element that I want to share is why we are bringing forth this class this evening is to prepare you to balance these energies. Because if you have, we go back to all those old roots. If you have all those old timelines that are still igniting within you, when the new frequencies come in of whatever your higher self feels that you need to receive, you will be overloaded. And this is why some of you are having extreme problems in your physical bodies. Because those parts of yourself, those dark spaces, those times when you died in a certain way, are now igniting in some feelings in your physical body, need to be healed not through drugs, need to be healed through herbs, elements of the earth. It may take a little bit longer to get through that process, but what the drugs do, they mask the problem. What happens to that? That energy goes back into the etheric body until there is another event for it to reappear. So if you find yourself going through problems that you have had in the past, this is why. If you don't work through the earth-oriented tools, then you're not going to be part of the earth because it is a manufactured product. The basis of it may be, at one time, an earth energy. But the chemicals and everything else that creates the toxins within that drug is going to go into your system. There is an automatic feedback that happens with this. So we want to share this information tonight because we feel that many of you may be going through such symptoms. And it's very important that you utilize all your tools of healing to help you through the process. Very, very important. So, what we want to share with each of you, where are you having difficulty? What areas do you see coming up for you still? Because we want this experience of the spring equinox to be the most optimal, available energy for everyone. But we also have a dual purpose with us. The more that you can balance within yourself, the more you're going to help Gaia, wherever your location is, because that frequency of light coming through you is going to go into Gaia. And it's going to go to others. Others that you're associated with, others that you've been close with, even others that you may think about but you don't see anymore. Interactions with people that you see in your daily life, whether it is in nature or within a store or within an office or within a city as you're walking down the street. Individuals are affected by other individuals' energies. This is why children are so receptive to the frequency of light in a highly evolved individual. It's important for you to continually learn how to ground these energies. Because as we move through this year, these increased frequencies are going to affect many individuals in adverse ways. So if we can reach even just a small majority of people to help them to disperse this through their own roots into the ground, if you think of yourself as a tree, except you're a moving tree, your branches represent the frequency of light that is in your auric field, the light frequency. So the more that we help to activate your chakras with the higher rays of God, the more that you're going to be able to expand those energies through your branches and your leaves. This is exactly what we want to assist you with, to give you an understanding that the acceptance of light is very important within you. And the reason that we continually give you the 22 rays is because you may not be able to take but a small portion of that ray energy within yourself because of the pockets of dysfunction, because the pockets of memories, and some you may not even know that are there. So the one thing is important is to pay attention to your dream state. It's very apparent right now in your dream state, especially upon waking or going to sleep. And they are the times when you're going to be in both worlds very easily. And to really pay attention in what needs to be transmuted, what needs to be put into wholeness, what needs to be accepted, because there can be elements. And remember, your dream state can be convoluted. It doesn't mean that what you were dreaming is exactly true. So you need to take particles of those dream states and try and do a self-analyzation of what it feels like. And you can do this through your higher self, of allowing your higher self to give you light forms or visions or thoughts if you can become available to your higher self in communication. Working with your higher self is the most important element that you can do through these transitions. It's more important than trying to channel a master, because your higher self is trying to give you ways to communicate into your physical self of how to best clear up the frequencies that are going on within you. Remember, we are becoming multidimensional beings. This is an acceleration that has never been done except in small circumstances to other highly evolved masters. So within this structure, you're going to be receiving flashes, thoughts, memories from all the timelines of good and bad. And you may even think that it is a good timeline, and all of a sudden you see that the good is there, but then there's particles of it that you need to remove through the process of allowing your higher self to work with you. So I ask you to ask yourself, how often do you connect with your higher self? Are you working through your higher self daily? Do you wake up in the morning and connect with your protection prayers and connect with your higher self? It is essentially important, because your higher self is not going to get used to being in your physical body until you have an internal dialogue. So that dialogue of your higher self becomes the dialogue of your lower self. It has to be an exchange that is flowing. So how do we move through those processes? So I want everyone now, I know I'm doing a lot of talking, and I want everyone to just take a deep breath. I want you to feel the frequencies of the rays in here. Let's look at the blue ray that's in front of us. I feel the vibrancy of the blue ray. The highest aspect is learning that strength and power allows for tolerance and patience. This is the best description of this ray. I'm going to give you some aspects, characteristics, and I want you to make a mental note of yourself. And I want to talk about presently. I don't want to talk about in the past that you were, because everyone is changing. I want you to see how you feel about yourself. Do you ever feel that you're arrogant? Has this come across for you? anything. Anything looking at the internet, looking at a TV show, a movie, or just thoughts going on within you, reading something or interacting with another. Do you have the desire to control others? And does that create obstinacy? Do you have effects of anger coming up for you? These are the aspects within the blue ray that can cause us not to have the balance that is necessary. What we want to do is to have a fluidness with the blue ray, to bring forth the tenderness, to be sympathetic towards yourself. How many of you allow sympathy to be in your grasp? Let us just take a moment and feel that blue ray coming in to your body. It activates in the throat chakra, but I want you to center it through your entire chakra column. Feel the energy of the blue ray coming from the top of your crown and going all the way to your root chakra. And just let's just breathe with the blue ray. Are some of the elements that you may feel that you are acquiring as you bring more of the blue ray within you? Strength, courage, knowing your inner truth, fearlessness, and learning to work within large groups of people. Do any of you have a problem with that? You become fearful. This is something that you need to bring forth within you. Feel the essence. We're going to work with the elders this evening, and we have Alora and Alori here, and as they bring forth their essence, feel the blue ray floating within you. I want you to center it within your throat, but I also want you to feel in all your emotions, your physical body, your mental body. Feel those essences of this ray. We expand upon you the ability to flow. Some may think that when you are in a fluid condition that is too much emotional energy. But yet, when you have the balance of the masculine and the feminine coming together, it will bring you the strength and the courage that is necessary to get through any situation. We ask you now to spin this energy within your throat in a clockwise manner. Allow this frequency of the blue. The throat chakra is so much about communication. Do you have the ability to show your truth? Can you speak it to others? We ask of you to imbue this blue ray fully in your throat chakra now. Just the particles of the blue, allow it to go to any other parts of your body where you need to feel courage, where you need to feel your truth, and to speak that truth. Learning that strength and power is allowing tolerance and patience to be within. It's not about controlling the situation, it's about flowing with the situation. There are many great leaders that hold this ray, but in a lower aspect, they would be called the military, government officials, the ones that hold power over others. And the true powerful being of light with the blue ray allows the time to appear, to speak, and to be in that truth. We are Alora and Alorai. This is Lord Adama again. Now I want you to look to the next column of light of the golden yellow. It represents love and wisdom. And this is our compassionate love for all beings. This is a very powerful ray. It settles within the crown chakra. So it represents our spirituality. But within that ray of love and wisdom is the ability to work through the understanding of being a leader upon this planet, just as the Ascended Masters have done. Having the ability to access your insight and your intuition. And being calm with great endurance, while being very patient. The aspects that you want to think about are characteristics. Are you over-absorbed in the studies of Ascended Mastership without balance? Do you have an indifference to others? Think about when you read things. Is there a reaction that occurs within you? Another aspect to look at is if you mentally have contempt for someone else that is limited in that area. You may be able to acknowledge it, but it's when you have the ability to understand it with compassion and not to be overly critical. This also can associate with someone that follows a strict religious practice to one religion and not connecting to universal consciousness. Take a moment and think about who you are now and what maybe you were before. And I bet many of you had some of these attributes within you, because this is what society teaches individuals within the worldly structures that we have. So we're going to bring in Lord Rayla and Lady Raylio to assist with bringing a balance of love and wisdom in through your crown chakra. Feel the ascension column that is of the golden yellow now igniting the energies to you, and feel them swirling within you. Feel the golden yellow ray coming and centering within your crown chakra. Feel it blending within your entire body. Learning about yourself as an initiate and what each step along the way has created for you. It's very important to understand that through this process, we can become intensified because of what we learn, and we want others to learn the same. This is a very, very important aspect to think about with love and wisdom. Do you share your knowledge easily without trying to tell another that they should listen to your belief system? Or do you allow yourself to share the knowledge and then let it go and see who returns to you? This is the ability of moving from the aspect of being strict and moving into universal consciousness and allowing that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And many students of many sects of understanding do not fully grasp the totality of universal consciousness. Love and wisdom is a beautiful essence to fully bring within you, because now you expand within you what the mind cannot understand. It helps with the higher self of the higher mind to expand within you, to have that radiance of the self as you access your insight and intuition. This causes the energy within the heart center to expand in a much deeper level than being too strict with yourself. Feel this ray now coming within you, into your crown, and all aspects of your physical structure. This is Lord Adam again. We need to speed this up a little bit. I know we're going a little bit longer than we wanted. Okay, let's talk about gratitude. How do we bring forth the essence of gratitude? Gratitude is the ability to say thank you for whatever is occurring in your life or what needs to occur. This creates the manifestation to be desired. So as we move into the third ray of the deep pink within the heart, you start to feel the power to be able to create ideas to be manifested. Let's look into our heart center right now and feel the essence of what feels right. I want you to think about situations. Have you ever been overly critical or selfish? Or seeing too many details which may paralyze the creative action? Sometimes we are so worried about the concerns of every little thing that needs to be done that we don't allow the overall picture to be created within our life circumstance. What happens when we allow the energy to shift into the higher aspect? We find there's mental illumination. Because what happens is the mental mind becomes so cluttered with so many ideas and thoughts that need to be done. Once you allow your higher self to come into the frequency of the heart chakra with the deep pink, you find a balance that starts to occur. This creates the higher energy. And then common sense comes along, allowing the integration of your divinity, which represents your gratitude, your charity, and your reverence. I want you to think about a situation where you may have felt like this, that you're on overload, that things are happening much too fast, and you're becoming very confused in your mental thoughts, and you're worrying about what everybody else is doing in the process. How can you create it to flow if you're not flowing yourself? So I want you to think about that as now we bring in Lady Lord C. La and Lady C. Leo to assist with the deep pink into the heart center. We are C. Leo and C. Leo. Feel the essence of the pink coming into your heart center. Let it calm down anything that is arising for you. When we utilize the rays of guide separately like this and allow the frequency of light, it spins into the rest of the body. It spins into the etheric body. So it's going to emit elements. Sometimes when you are finished with attunements, you can either feel really high or feel really low. This is because those essences are coming up. So let us go deeper of allowing this to come in. Because we truly want everyone to feel the deep compassion and the devotion of the pathway that you are in. This will create your higher energy and integrating your divinity, which then represents your gratitude. So I want everyone to think about gratitude right now. What do you feel grateful for in this moment? And it may be something that you want to bring into your life and say that you have gratitude. I now have gratitude for accepting the pink flame within my heart to help me feel more compassionate to myself. Feel the essence shifting and changing. Now you feel a difference. Just connecting to your higher self can allow this to occur for you. We are pleasure to be with you, Lord Sila and Celia.